figured it was time to start making hachanas for Lag BaOmer. Even though we still have some time, we're not even at Pesach Sheni yet. We didn't talk about Iyar yet. But if you don't make hachanas for Rabbi Shimon, then it could pass you by and you don't even appreciate what it is. What Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was about. And what he means to Klal Yisrael. So this is from the Sefer Shemen Rosh. Shemen Rosh is Rav Asher Anshel Katz. The Vienna Rav. A very interesting kehila in Williamsburg called the Kahal Adas Yireim Vien. They were originally an Ashkenazi kehila, a non-Hasidic kehila. And over time, they became more Hasidish and adopted the Sachsvard and many other Hanhagos. And now, basically, the entire kehila changed over from the original Austrian, more German-type garb to Hasidish Levush, Baruch Hashem. It's a Shembeyo. Shembeyas. Anyway, so he's a big Baal Machshav, and he quotes a lot from Pnimiyas HaTorah. Again, his name is Rav Asher Anshel Katz. There's about 20 volumes called Shemen Rosh. He has a Chumash, he has a Moadim. He's a big Baal Machshav, and also a big gaon in Halacha. So let's see. This is from the Sudas Lag BaOmer from the year Tavshin Samach. Tavshin Samach, what year is Tavshin Samach? 2000. The Gemara Me'ila Daf Yud Zayin. There's a very, very fascinating and interesting and unusual Agarata in Meseches Me'ila. Mamash like a Dibbuk story, one of these Shadim stories that most people don't know about. Usually we know like the unusual, wild, and crazy Agaratas. There's one in Meseches Me'ila that a lot of people don't know about. And they called on Rabbi Shimon to save the day. The Gemara says, Pam achas, there was a gzera, Gozra Malchus gzera al Yisrael, Shlo Yishmur Shabbos, Vishlo Yemolu B'neim, Vishyivalu Nidus. Sounds a little bit like the Hanukkah story. He once made a decree against the Jewish community, they shouldn't keep Shabbos, they shouldn't circumcise their children, and that they shouldn't allow women to go to the mikvah. Amru mi yelech v'yavatel as a gzera. So Klal Yisrael said, who's gonna go to the officials? Who's going to take on such a gezerah? Yelech Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai shu malumud benisim. So they said, let's ask Rabbi Shimon to go. Because Rabbi Shimon, they didn't say Rabbi Shimon is good at political negotiations, and they didn't say Rabbi Shimon has connections to the government. They said Rabbi Shimon is malumud benisim. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai has a koach of making miracles. I guess they thought, al derech hateva, there's no way they could change this terrible gezerah. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is a koach of miracles. It's a koach of nisim. So says the Shemen Rosh, I don't understand. First of all, we have no hasaga about a Tana and an Amora was. Tanaim and Amoram, Bechlal, they were all malumud benisim. What was it about Rabbi Shimon, more than anyone else, that he was identified as someone who could make a miracle? There are many wondrous stories of tzaddikim in the times of the Tanaim and Amoram. But a koach of nisim. V'yish l'daktik. Halo kol ha-tanayim ha-yu b'yadam l'asos nisim. U'kumo sha'amar antaninus l'rebi yodana da'afilu zutre d'isbuchu mechayim meisi ninu. Antanino said to his contemporary Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, he said, I know that even the smallest amongst you can perform acts of t'chias ha-meisim. That's the smallest of the So why do they feel dafka this is an inyan for Rabbi Shimon? In what way is Rabbi Shimon miyuchad in this koach of nisim? He's not really going to explain so much why in this particular case they felt they needed the biggest, you know, the biggest of the Tanaim who could make miracles. But why did they pick Rabbi Shimon? And why did Rabbi Shimon have this koach more so than the other Tanaim who also had a koach of miracles? Why dafka Rabbi Shimon? U'mah koach miyuchad Rabbi Shimon shehu malumad benisim. So he says very pasha. And the chevra that was learning, those of us who learned this morning, that piece from the Piyaz Atzerebi, part of the reason I picked this piece, because it's a little bit of a hamshacha what we were talking about this morning. He says, V'nira dinei ha'olam nivra ba'atorah kadosha. Of course, the world exists only by way of the Torah. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. The Torah dictates the reality of the world. K'dihis of a medrash, as the medrash says in the pasuk in Mishlei, Ve'yeh etzlo amon. Ve'yeh etzlo amon. I will be to him like a nurse, or I was to him like one who was nursing. HaTorah omeres ani hayisi kli umnoso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, the Torah says, I am the tool by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything. B'noik sheba'olam melech basar adam bona platin. In the way of the world, if a king wants to build a palace, eino bono so midas atzmo el midas uma. The king first turns to an architect, to someone who has that koach of being able to map out what the binyan should look like, and follows a blueprint in order to create the palace. And that uman, that craftsman, right, that architect, eino bona osa midas atzmo, ela diftaros upinkesos yeshlo. He has charts. He has all sorts of blueprints. Ledas hechu osa chadarim, hechu osa pishpishin. How do I make the rooms? How do I make the doorways? This is the more revealed version of what we know from the Lashon of the Zohar Kadosh, which he quotes in a second. Istakel baraisu bara alma. That God looked in the Torah and created the world. Right? But the Lashon and the Medrash, it tells this story that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the same way that a person who wants to create something uses a blueprint, so too a Kadosh Baruch Hu was mabit b'Torah and he created the world. V'atorah omeres bereishis bara lukim ve'ein reishis el Torah. And therefore, this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Or as we're familiar with from the Zohar HaKadosh, Chelek Beis Kuf Samach Aleph, I think it's Parshas Truma, where the Zohar says, Yistakul Baba Oraisu Ubara Alma. And Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. Okay. So says the Shem and Rosh, but Torah means a lot of different things. The same way that depending on the structure that I'm building, I might have maps which can be understood by the average person. I might have a very simple... You know, you're building a bookcase from IKEA. Yeah? So it also comes with a blueprint. But it's meant for regular people to figure out how to build. Then you have fancy architectural designs that a layperson looks at and you have no idea what it looks like. You can see a medical form that has very clear indications of what the person is suffering from. And then you have x-rays that, again, only an expert... Or you have sonograms that only an expert knows how to interpret. So the same thing is true with the blueprints of Torah. There are revealed blueprints that anyone can read, and there are concealed blueprints that only someone who has a certain area of expertise is able to read. So he says in the next paragraph, "Me'ata kamoshi yesh b'Torah," just like the Torah has nigla and nistar, there's the revealed areas of the Torah shekol echad ro u'mevin that anyone can look at and understand. V'yesh gam sisri Torah asher ein shir l'sodoseh. And then there are aspects of Torah that are endlessly deep, that the more you try to understand it, the more you don't understand it. V'leka midi d'lor mizabo raisa. As the Gemara says in Maseches Tanis, there's nothing that's not hinted to in the Torah. So again, on the surface level, I read the Torah, and I'm reading a story about Avram and Sarah. I'm reading a story about Yitzchak and Rivka. But I'm also reading a story about what's happening with Klal Yisrael in the year Tav Shanai and Zayin. I may not see that with my natural eyes. I may not have a microscope that's powerful enough to see how all of that is hinted to in the Torah. The Chazal revealed to us the deeper reality, which is Lekha Midi Delor Mizabarai, so there's nothing that's not hinted to in some way in the Torah itself. Rabbi Akiva Hayadoresh Akol Kotz Vakotz Tilei Timlin Shahalachos. Rabbi Akiva was able to see worlds and worlds, mounds and mounds of things in the points on top, the crowns on top of the letters. That don't even say anything. You can't read them b'derech pshat. How do you read a crown b'derech pshat? The letters, at least, there's a pshat, there's a remez, there's a drush, there's a sod. The crowns on top of the letters, I don't even know where to start. I don't know what it's trying to tell me. They say by the tzaddikim that on Pesach, the tzaddikim could read the matzah, almost like Braille. That a tzaddik could take a piece of matzah in his hand and run his fingers across the bumps of the matzah. The same way a blind person has a language that a person could learn to read with one's fingers. And so in tzaddikim, they say they were able to read messages in the matzah. They say by certain tzaddikim they could hear messages in the matzah. They would listen to the matzah. They would listen to the ka'ara. They would listen to the seder plate. The Sfarim say, right? That says, you follow the instructions of HaGadol. It says, lift up the. At this point, you lift up the ka'ara. So they say by certain tzaddikim that when they would lift up the ka'ara, they would listen. They would listen to the ka'ara, and they could hear the shofar of Rosh Hashanah. They say, lift up the ka'ara. Take the letters of ka'ara and lift them up. That means you lift up a kuf, an ayin, a resh, a hay. Lift up a kuf, it becomes resh. Lift up an ayin, it becomes pay. Lift up a resh, it becomes shin. Lift up a hay, it becomes vav. You have the letter shofar. So when you lift up the car, you can hear the shofar. Okay, there are worlds beyond this world. Right? That's what we spoke about for an hour this morning. That there's a world that conceals a deeper truth. And it's layers and layers of you know, cosmic mysteries. Yeah, so Rabbi Akiva was able to read things that we don't... What, that's a language? The crowns on top of the Torah? What, how do you read that? It's hard to understand. Things that are not revealed for the average person, to the layman. So the same way that we can now look backwards, we can walk into a base medrash, we see there are svarim on the shelf that are for shavu l'chol nefesh, and there are svarim that a person has to be initiated into a certain way of thinking to understand. And thus, it's not only true in terms of, you know, like Kabbalah versus Ibn Ezra. Right? It's true about learning a Rashi versus Tosfos, learning a Rav Chaim and a Ketzos. It's a language and it's a way of thinking that's more abstract, that the average person doesn't have the tools to decipher. It's what we call, you know, Nigla and Nistar. Lav Dafk, we're only talking in terms of Pnimius at Torah, the way that we, you know, we would obviously think, the obvious understanding of what the hidden realms of Torah are. But he says the same way that Torah, again, looking from our perspective now, that there's types of Torah that are easily deciphered, and there are writings of the Arizal we don't even know where to begin. So too, that's a reflection of the world. The world has hidden and revealed. So too, Torah is hidden and revealed. Istakel ba'oraisu bar'alma. Hashem looked in the Torah and created the world. There's different types of Torah, there's different types of worlds. There's different types of tzaddikim. Those who have a mastery of hidden worlds, those who have a mastery of revealed worlds. So he says at the bottom of the first column, there's a revealed world that operates b'derech hateva. There's the world that we understand, that's predictable, that we know what to expect. We know how the world is going to act. We know that something, you stick your hand into fire, we know what to expect. You touch a piece of ice, you know what to expect. There's a natural teva and haga to the world. But there's also a concealed world. But then there's a world of concealment where teva has to submit itself and negate itself to a deeper reality. Remember the Gemara in Tanis Chafayim? Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, one of the great miracle workers, one of the great, you know, Tanayim, who was a miracle worker. Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa once found his daughter and she was very depressed. She said, I lit the Shabbos candles, and then I realized that instead of putting oil into the lamps, I put vinegar into the lamps. And in a couple of seconds, the wick is going to be consumed, and it's going to be extinguished. So Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa said, what are you worried about? Misha Omer, the one who said, Misha Omer, l'shemen v'yadlik, the one who says that oil can burn, Yomer l'chometz. Hashem could just as easily say to vinegar, I want you to burn. Ah, most of the time, oil burns and vinegar doesn't. So what? Hashem couldn't go above that. Hashem can't change that. That's a rule of teva that can never be revoked. So daven that Hashem, the same one who said that oil should burn, let vinegar burn. And of course, the end of the Gemara was that not only did the vinegar burn, but it lasted that entire night. It lasted the entire Shabbos. It lasted far longer than her neighbor's Shabbos ever lasted before. Asher lo muvan b'teva eich yuchal chometz lahadlik. B'derech ha-teva, it doesn't make sense. But again, there's worlds, there's layers, of reality. V'hainu shan hagas, where it's underlined. V'hainu shan hagas ha-teva, shenira umuvan livnei adam b'sichlam sharsho miniglas ha-torah. There's a revealed Torah, and that dictates revealed reality. The predictable parts of the world. But then there's also Maisa Nisim, Sheim Hepoch ha-teva, Heim Yisisrei Torah. And the more connected a person is to the concealed world of Torah, the more connected they are to Nisim. So now we start to understand why they turned to Rishon and they said, we need a big miracle. And again, it's not clear to us why in this particular Gezerah, this Gezerah's Malchus of no Shabbos and no Milah and be Boal Nidos, not to allow for Mikvah, but they felt they needed a big miracle. So they said, okay, a big miracle means we need to overturn Teva. The same way that there's a hidden Torah, There's a koach to overturn the natural order of things. So we need the one who's most connected to Sisrei Torah. And therefore they turned to Rabbi Shimon. They turned to Rabbi Shimon and said, you're the one. Because you're the one who's the one who's the revealer of the secrets of Torah, so you're the one who also has the koach who's melumad benisa more so than anyone else, to operate on a different plane of existence. So he says, v'zeu kavanas smichas haTorah, and this perhaps explains to us how the Torah ends and how the Torah begins. The Torah ends with l'chol ha'osos v'hamofsim v'gomer. The Torah ends by describing that all the right, the Yad Chazakah and all the miracles that Klal Yisrael saw that were brought about by way of Moshe Rabbeinu. There's a big connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and Rabbi Shimon, not for now. But certainly the Torah ends by reminiscing about all of the great wonders that we've seen throughout the Torah. And then it goes back to what? We start the Torah over, Bereishis Bara Elokim. Esa Shamayim, Esa Arts. That there's a track of Shamayim, there's a track of Arts. So he says, the way he understands it, says the Shemin Rosh, that what does it mean, Bereishis? He says, Bereishis means Beis Reishis. Beis Reishis. There's two starting points. Two L'chadchila tracks. And they both have a place. Shnei Chalkei HaTorah, Shenikris Reishis. The Torah we know is called Reishis. But there's Bereishis. There's Beis Reishis. There's two paths in Torah. Bar Elkim Eis HaShemayim Beis HaRetz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a track called Shemayim and a track called Aretz. So just like Torah, we all know that there are hidden areas of Torah. So too in the world. There's a hidden track to reality. And the more I'm a kusher to Sisrei Torah, the more I can live differently. I can choose to live beyond the natural order of things. And again, for those of us who were learning this morning, this is what we were talking about. How the Piazester Rebbe was turning to the world and saying, come on, we know. Piazester Rebbe was saying to the world, reveal yourself already. We know there's a deeper dimension. And we see it happening. As you get closer and closer to Mashiach, this deeper dimension can't hold itself back anymore. And we're getting more and more of this world of Pnimius HaTorah that's being begal itself and expanding itself more and more outward. Yeah?
Why does Esa Shemayim V'Esa Arts show that there's a deeper aspect of the world?
So, I'm reading... It's not 100% clear what he's saying here, right? He's saying Beis Reishis. He's saying that there are two starting points. I'm explaining it, Esa Shemayim Ve'Esa Aretz, as being, so to speak, the world beyond the world, the Shemayim world, and then the Aretz world. There's the world as we see it from an Olam Hazeh perspective, and then there's the heavenly perspective. There's that bird's eye view of reality. Which, again, the more connected you are to Torah, the higher your grasp of reality is. I think that's what he's saying. Vina Etzadik Gozer V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Mekayim. We know that a tzaddik makes a gezerah, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim. That means the tzaddik can manipulate reality, the way that most of us engage reality. Most of us feel that there's a tether to the natural order of things, and you know, what can I do to override that? But the tzaddik, because I know this is not reality. The tzaddik who says, I know with clarity that this is not reality. And therefore the tzaddik, by focusing on that deep reality, he makes that the revealed reality. Kimish, he says, Ach yesh b'zeh chilukim. He says, yes, there are every tzaddik has the ability to make decrees that a Kadosh Baruch Hu will follow. Ach yesh b'zeh chilukim, but there are different types of tzaddikim. And the deeper the tzaddik is, again, the more he can manipulate teva. Kimish kochul gadol rak b'niglas haTorah, a person who's outstanding in the revealed areas of Torah, yesh lo koach b'olam ha-teva. So he has a certain ability to work within teva, ba'al medis galya, to be able to ask things of a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to get his way. Bidvarim hamunhagim al yedei ha-teva. Aval misha sharsho b'nistaros shabbatorah. But the person who has a kesher to pnimius ha-Torah, to the deeper dimensions of Torah, kochol gadol gam l'shnosos ha-teva. He has the ability to say to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, I don't have to play by the simple version of the world. I want to play by a different set of rules. It's actually connected to Rosh Chodesh a little bit. It's a little bit connected to Rosh Chodesh. But Bnei Yisachar talks about, he brings in the name of Kajet Zer Magid. He says that there's two tracks. Again, this dual reality that he's describing here. Beis Reishis. Yeah? The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Beis, Ein Zos al Torah. We do Hagma. V'Zos ha-Torah. Zos is a code word for Torah. So the Kol Shel Magid says Chazal Shemagid says that Zos actually alludes to these two different tracks of Torah. The word Zos, which is the word that we sometimes associate with Rosh Chodesh, so we'll mention it in the context of Rosh Chodesh, as he explains it there. Zos are two different hanhagos of the Bria. There's a track called Zion, and there's a track called Aleph through Taf. The track of Zion means what? When the world operates in the natural order of sevens. Everything about Olam Hazeh is connected to the order of sevens. If you want to get a list of hundreds of examples of this, you should speak to the Rebbe of Sevens. I don't know who it is. Rabbi Eitan Feiner Shlita, that's correct. Rabbi Eitan Feiner has a ridiculous list of hundreds of things of how Olam Hazeh operates in terms of sevens. Okay, and there's actually, if it was a famous study that was done many years ago, how our brain operates on a natural level. Seven is sort of where our brain maxes out. Right? That's why they put seven digits in a phone number. And if I gave you seven different types of lemonade to taste, up to seven, you'd be able to distinguish between them. Once I give you eight already, it's miles in the tevla, you wouldn't be able to hold cup anymore. Right? But seven is the natural order of things. 7 days in a week, 7 years in a Shemitah cycle, seven cycles of seven in a Yovel, right? In the Yovel cycle. The Vilna Gaon writes in his one of his commentaries on Tikkuni Zohar, the Vilna Gaon says that Olam Hazeh is sustained. For things to grow in this world, you need Geshem, for Gashmias, for the things of this world. The Vilna Gaon says Geshem, the gematria of the word Geshem is 343. Geshem is 343, which is 7 times 7 times 7. It's a ribuy of sevens. Okay, everything operates. There's seven notes in the musical scale. David Melech says one day there's going to be Lam Letzeach al Hashminis. There's going to be an eighth note in the musical scale. What does that mean, an eighth note? Yeah, you can say it, Dorian. You can do it out loud if you want. Yeah, there's seven notes in the musical scale before you get back to the root note again. Eight is Lamal Menateva in the writings of the Maharal, Barichus, right? That's why the word Shmona has the same letters as Neshama, because that's the part of you that's Lamal Menateva. That's why after counting 7 weeks towards Sphere, we come to the eighth week, the beginning of the eighth week, which is Shavuos, where we get the Torah, which is, again, that Lamal Menateva reality. Bris Mila, right? Milas is certainly Lamal Menateva. That's why Shemona is related to Shamein, as opposed to the number 7. Rafundar talks about this, also the Maral talks about this, that the number Sheva is related to Vachalta Visavata. Sviya means I'm properly satisfied. If I eat too much, and now I start to expand beyond the borders, so then I'm Shamein. That's the world of Shemona. So 7 is the natural order of things, and 8 is that which goes beyond. So Zos, Ein Zos el Torah. Even within Torah, there's a natural track and there's a supernatural track. So Kadosh Samagat says Zion, there's the track of Zion. The track of Zion is the natural order of things, but then there's Aleph through Taf. Aleph through Taf is tapping into the letters of creation. Aleph through Taf is the secrets of the Bria. So Zos HaTorah. A person has to choose. Which track of Torah do you want to live by? If you choose to engage a Kadosh Baruch Hu in a natural way, Hashem will respond to you in a natural way, and that's not bad. And if you choose to live beyond, if you choose to be someone who can see beyond, they went to Rishon because they said Rishon for sure can help us in this case. Other time also have a koach of miracles. Rishon always is able to see totally beyond. Rishon is never bound by the natural reality because he's the great transmitter of Sisrei Torah. He has a good eye for things. Yeah.
What would be like a practical example of Sadek and Neglad being able to overturn like nature?
Right, what does it mean to work within nature? What does it mean to manipulate nature but within nature?
And then is he implying that Sadek and Nister is, so to say, better than Sadek and Neglad?
I don't know about better.
I would say that, like, the word's more powerful. But
it's
more powerful.
I guess in some way it's a. It's a broader kach, yeah, I guess so.
The military victory.
I guess so. Choni Magli, what you're saying, Choni Magli is a good example of...
It rains.
Right. Choni Magli didn't ask for anything unnatural. He just said, I want rain now. And I'm going to stand here and demand until I get it. And Hashem made it rain. Okay. The Choni Magli was a shtickle miracle worker, but yeah. but that was the first thing he said. He said, many times I'm around. Right, we're involved in Nisan. But again, the more one is connected to the deeper realms, the more of a koach to work beyond physical reality.
I'm sure that we see it through teva, meaning it is a miracle.
Right. It's what's funny is that what we would call a nes nistar, right, can only be brought about by a person who's connected to the revealed Torah. To ask for an open miracle, to ask for a nes nigla, a revealed miracle, is asking Hashem to change the natural order. So you have to be a nistar person to ask for revealed miracles. If I'm a more superficial person, if I'm a person who's only connected on the surface more, so then I can only ask for miracles that don't appear to be miracles. I have to operate within Tavis. That's a little bit of a paradox, but I think it makes a lot of sense. Okay, so let's go on. So he says at the bottom, he says, now we can begin to understand what we're going to sing Mirtz Hashem in a couple of weeks. The Zemer of Bar Yochai. Bar Yochai, Ashrei Yoladetecha, Ashrei Am Heim Lomdecha, V'Ashrei Omdim Al Sodecha. Rabbi Shimon, you're a sod. Your whole world is a sod. What does it mean, Rabbi Shimon is a sod? Levushei Choshen Tumecha V'Urech. So he quotes here Rav Maisa from the Zohar Chadash. Now, I want to be sensitive to time, so I'll just tell you the story outside. He says, the one time there was a terrible gezeira in the city, and they needed help. So Rabbi Shimon came to town, turn the page. And Rabbi Shimon said, it's not a problem. I can take care of this. Rabbi Shimon said, I can take care of this. As long as I'm in town, I can demand things, and I'm going to get results. And lo and behold, he wanted the magefa to end. He wanted the terrible plague to end. And guess what? The plague ended. So they went. It says in this passage in the Zohar, in Zohar Chadash, it says Rabbi Chanina was present, and he went and he told Rabbi Meir. Now again, this is a very chashuv, this is very halakha chevra. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir was a Talmud. Right? Rabbi Meir was a contemporary of Rabbi Shimon. A Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Maybe. Okay? So he went and he told Rabbi Meir, and he said, wow, this is unbelievable. So Rabbi Meir says, wow, this is mamish, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu Dick, that Rabbi Shimon was able to stop the miracle in this type of way. That's unbelievable. So then he started to say, let's think about when Moshe also stopped the Magefa. When Moshe says to Aaron in the Midbar Parakid Zion, you can see the Pesukim at the end of the paragraph, right? That Moshe says to Aaron, take the Machta and take the Ketores and stop the plague. But it was a whole process to stop the plague. And they're sitting here and they're saying, well, Rabbi Shimon didn't even have to do much Tircha. Rabbi Shimon just said, God, can you like get rid of this? So it's even bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. It's even bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. What does it mean bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu, we know from the Gemara Menachos, looked at Rabbi Akiva's base measure and said, I don't have a clue what's going on here. Now, Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow morning, 9:15, everyone's invited, we'll have Orach Chaim HaKadosh here in Parshas Tazria. And there's a very, very important piece of Orach Chaim HaKadosh in this week's Parsha, where he asks the question that on the one hand, we have a Chazal that says Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. Everything that Talmud Vosik is eventually going to Mechadish, Moshe knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And at the same time, he looked at Rabbi Akiva's base medrash and he said, I don't understand what's going on here. Okay, so for those of us who've been around for a little while, Rabbi Braun gave us an answer once based on Rav Tzadok. But we're going to have a different answer tomorrow. How did Moshe know everything and at the same time not follow Rabbi Akiva's shir? But on some level, Moshe Rabbeinu, right, didn't have the full depth, the pnimius view in real time that Rabbi Akiva had, that Rabbi Shimon had. So while Moshe Rabbeinu had to put in a little more shtadlus along with Aaron HaKohen to bring about a miracle to stop the Magefa, Rabbi Shimon, who was Malumad Benisim, like that, was able to save the city. To stop this dever in the ear of Lud. It's an unbelievable koach that Rabbi Shimon had. Okay. Take a look at the next paragraph. So now, let's try to understand. What did we say? Ashrei ha'omdim al sodecha. What does it mean, Ashrei ha'omdim al sodecha? So he says an interesting thing here. And then we'll tie in to the second reason I picked this piece is for the last part of the piece, which I think is a very important hashkafa going into finals. But we'll come to that. We know that Amida, to be Omeid, we refer to Shmon Esrei as the Amida. Ein Amida ela Tfila. The Gemara in Bracha says Amida is a code word for Tfila. V'Yisrael omdim b'Tfila b'zchusa. Lo'or Yeshua's gam shalo k'derech ha'tefa. V'Ashrei ha'omdim al sodecha. Ashrei ha'omdim al sodecha. When a Jew is Omeid in Tfila, right, he should think about Rabbi Shimon. Why should he think about Rabbi Shimon? Because sometimes we sell ourselves short in tefillah. Sometimes you get caught up in teva. Sometimes you have a person who's very not well, and the doctors are giving very bad reports, and you want them to live, and you're going to daven for them, and you're going to insert their name into your Shemona Esrei. But there's a part of you that feels b'derech hateva, this person's dying, and there's nothing I can do to help them. So we say, Ashrei Om D'Malso Decha. Try to realize, right, that there's a track within tefillah, just like there's a track within Torah, just like there's a track within reality. These are all layers within every. Again, stakul b'raisu bar alma, which means just like Torah has revealed and concealed, the world has revealed and concealed, mitzvot have revealed and concealed, tefillah has revealed and concealed. So go big during tefillah. Ashrei ha'om d'malsodecha. Get up and say, you know what, Hashem, I want miracles. I know that there's a koach in the bria to ask for what? For miracles. La'or Yeshua's gam shalok ederach hateva. Ki Rabbi Shimon maluv benisim. That I want to daven the way that Rabbi Shimon would daven. Where it was a given that I could overturn reality. V'zeo ashrei ha'omdim al sodecha. Sheim omdim b'tfilum espalam avor zechus sodecha. To daven with, again, those of us who learned this morning, right? The Piazetzim were saying that the world has such a secret to it. And most people go their whole life, we saw from Rabbi Nachman this morning, in Kuflam and Gimel, in Lakutim Aran, people go their whole life with their eyes closed. And they don't realize there's things all around us that we could be tapping into. But we have to be willing to believe that there's a world beyond this world. Right? That there's a world within this world that's beyond this world, that we can ask for. We don't have to buy into physical reality. We don't have to live in the Zion track. We can live in the Aleph through Tav track. And therefore, what do we say at the end of that line? Ashrei ha'om d'malsodecha, levushei choshen tumecha v'urecha. Ki Aaron ha'kohen ha'gadol hayalavush b'choshen v'urim v'tumim. Aaron had a wondrous, a miraculous, Amish, open miracles. A wondrous thing called the Urim V'Tumim, called the Choshen. And even Aaron HaKohen, right? Aaron HaKohen was no lightweight, and Moshe Rabbeinu, and yet they still needed what? They still needed Ketores in order to start the Magefa. But a person who comes with the Zchus of Rabbi Shimon, he ma'orim godel Zchus of Rabbi Shimon, shezocha levatel gezeras be'imrei piv, Rabbi Shimon was just able to speak with great ease to be mevatel the gezera. Right? He's saying, Rabbi Shimon, your sod is ke'ilu on par with the Urim B'tumim. Meaning what Aaron HaKohen was only able to do, right, with Kalim, you're able to do just with your dibur. And that's what I want to do when I daven. I don't know any magic tricks. I don't have any special tricks. But Hashem, I want to be able to open my mouth and I want to believe v'amir kulam tzadikim, and b'schus the greatest of tzadikim, I want to turn b'schus Rabbi Shimon, and I want to tap into that, and I want to see revealed miracles. And I want unbelievable Yeshuas. You got to ask for that. Okay. Now he concludes with a very, very beautiful thing. And this to me is the highlight of the piece. V'yadua shitas Rabbi Shimon, we know Rabbi Shimon and Halacha. Rabbi Shimon is all over Shas, we forget. Rabbi Shtam, Rabbi Shimon and Shas, Rabbi Shimon by Yochai. Most of the time, we don't paskin like him. Right? When it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, we do paskin, more like Rabbi Shimon, the world of Shabbos, because Rabbi Shimon is the world of Shabbos. Yeah, Rabbi Shimon told Indian is Shabbos. But you do a sheet of Rabbi Shimon, the Dover She'ein Meskavin is Mutter. Dover She'ein Meskavin is Mutter. Okay, what does that mean? Macholkas Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. What does it mean, Dover She'ein Meskavin? That a person who does something without mindfulness is not considered a malacha. Now, we sort of understand what that means in halacha, if we've learned the sugya, and if we've learned the halachas in Shulchan Aruch. But look how he's going to explain it now. He says, in Yanohu, what it means on a deeper level is the following. Just like we've explained until this point, that in the world there's hidden and revealed. And so too, v'chein b'Torah, yesh niglus ha'Torah v'nistaros. There's hidden and revealed. K'mo kein b'kiyom mitzvos Hashem, yesh b'avodas Hashem b'skali v'skasya. In avodas Hashem, there's hidden and there's revealed. There's the shaking of the lulav in my hand. That's the revealed. But then there's also the kavana that goes into it. There's the tying the tefillin on my arm. And then there's the kavana that goes into it. V'hanu di yesh kiyom ha'mitzvah. There's a form of Kima Mitzvah that's done in a way that's Nigla, that's Nira Leinei Kol. Right? Tefillin, Mezuzah, Shabbos, Tefillah, Vashakol Echad Mekayim B'Shem B'Pol. The physical performance of the Mitzvah. Achiesh Gam Avuda Pnimis B'Skasya. But there's also the feeling that goes into the Mitzvah. There's the Ava, there's the Yira, the Dechilu Urechimu, which again means Yira and Ava. Nikia Machshavas Pnia, to do it for the right reason. Not to do it to look stark or to get schar, but to do it because it's Ratzon Hashem, Bilti L'Hashem Levado. Asher Kol Zehu B'Skasya. No one knows what you're thinking when you put on your tefillin in the morning. Am I doing it for social pressure? Am I doing it to get Olam Haba? Am I doing it because God wants me to? Am I on fire for this mitzvah on the inside? Right? Or am I bored out of my mind and doing it just because I'm supposed to do it? So that only Hashem knows. Ah, so says Rabbi Shimon, who's the great transmitter of Torah Sanistar, Rabbi Shimon says, Davar She'enu Miskavein is not a malacha. Now I know you think you know what it means. I thought I knew what it meant also, but he's going to say it even better than we're all thinking. So whatever you're thinking the Peshat is, he's going to say it even a little better. Rabbi Shimon Sheshar Shohaya B'Torah Sanistar. Kein b'mitzvah Hashem, machshiv rak ha-machshava ha-pnimis sheyesh la-odem b'mitzvah. Rabbi Shimon puts the focus again, since he is the world of concealment. Rabbi Shimon teaches us the great importance of what's happening on the inside. V'lachin marich b'sefer ha-zohar ha-kadosh b'chashivas ha-avodash al-dechilu rechimu. The Zohar teaches us how to do the mitzvah with yira and with ahava. Right? The whole kisvei arizal, yichudim, intention, it's all intentions. It's all adding layers of machshava. Rabbi Akiva's whole inyan is machshava. Rabbi Akiva's whole world is machshava. Mir Tzashem, we'll get to it. I'm working on it. Rabbi Akiva's whole world is machshava. Yeah? When Rabbi Akiva's flesh was being combed off, and the malachim in Shemayim said, what are you doing? And Hashem says to the malachim, what?
Stoic.
Be quiet. What's the next word? What's the rest of the sentence? Right? Hashem threatens to turn the world back to Tov Vav. What does he say? Hashem first says, be quiet. This is what entered into my machshav. This is what Rabbi Kiva is the Rabbi Kiva's whole Indian is the world of machshav. This base medrash is the world of machshav. Right? It's not what you see on the surface. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Meir. They cheer for every Jew. They see the profundity of every Jewish soul. They don't see what you look like on the surface. What's Rabbi Meir's most important psak halacha? Our mesechta kedushin daf lamed vav ben kach ben kach kriyim banim. Regardless of your behavior, you're considered a ben of a kadosh baruch hu. Banu atem l'shem elokeichem. What does that mean? Regardless of your behavior, but the answer is there's a world of pnimius. There's a world of inner intentions, right? And therefore, when we have time left over, the dover shein miskavein's mutter. Ki ha'ikar hu rak ha'pnimius. Rabbi Shimon says, I don't judge something by what's happening on the surface. U'maisa aveira shechasim ben ha'machshava lo mikri chait. An aveira that was performed without intention is not an aveira. Right? As long as the mind is clear. Now again, of course, Rabbi Shimon values the revealed world also. Right? U'lu mazeh mitzvah shechasim imena v'techil b'yuchim lo mikri mitzvah. And a mitzvah that's lacking intention is not really so much a mitzvah. So now, ready for this? And take this with you into the last couple of weeks in YU. For those who are finishing out, some people are just arriving post-Pesach, just getting started. But if you're taking Bechinas now, and you're feeling overwhelmed by the finals, and you feel like my whole life is going to become studying, and I don't have the head for anything else, don't put your head fully into it. Let your body do what your body needs to do, but let your machshava be zacha u'nekia. Right, the key of machshavas pnia, like he says here, not to immerse yourself in it. The Gemara says about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and now you'll really understand what he means that a davar shein miskavein is not held accountable. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, after adam chorish b'shas charisha v'zareya b'shas zriya, the famous machlokas Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and Rabbi Yishmael, should a person learn and earn, or should a person just learn? So Rabbi Shimon says, if a person's going to plow in the plowing season, a plant in the planting season, so what's going to be with Torah? Torah matei alah. Al bizman sheYisrael osin ritzono shel makom malach tenas sayideh cherim. You just need to learn, and Hashem will make sure that you know the manna will fall out of the sky, and other people will take care of. Before the cave, after the cave, that's what you say. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Ubiurahu. What's Rishon really saying? It seems almost irresponsible. What, I'm just going to learn and it's going to be taken care of? So he has a very, I think the Sheman Rosh is a very healthy way to understand this Maamar Chazal for normal people like ourselves. Normal people who are B'nai Aliyah, who want to be big people. Hare gam kashar osik bin yonei gashmiyim aval kavanoso bahem l'shamayim. Yes, I have to be planting and I have to be plowing. But what did he say? Efshar adam choresh b'shas harisha zoreya b'shas zriya. Right? If you're going to become a plower in the plowing season and a planter in the planting season, instead of being a Jew who happens to plow, a Jew who happens to plant, if you're going to define yourself by it, if that's going to be your designation, the famous Maisa, of the lawyer who came to Eretz Yisrael and had a meeting with the Brisker Rav, and the Brisker Rav said, tell me, what do you do? Right? So he said, I'm a lawyer. So the Brisker Rav said, no, but what are you? So he said, no, I'm like, I'm in tax law. So he's like, no, but what are you? So he's like, so he starts to say, like, oh, like, what firm am I, like, a part of? So he's like, no, you're not answering the question right. You're not answering, when a Jew is asked the question, ma malachtecha, right? What's your work? What's your line of work? Yeah, the Brisker Rav opened the Tanakh on the table to what Sefer? Yep. Sefer Yonah. And when Yonah's on the boat and they say, Ma malachtecha, what's Yonah's answer? I'm a Ivri Anochi, I'm a Yid, and I fear God. That's my line of work. Oh, how do I make money also, you want to know? Oh, I'm a lawyer. But what's Ma malachtecha? What's my Ikar malacha? I'm a Jew. I'm a professional Jew. I'm majoring in being a Jew. That's my major. Minoring in psychology, or I'm an accountant. My major is I'm a Yid. That's every Jew's major. You signed up for it before you came to this room.
I'm done.
Yeah? So now you're good. You finally can declare your major. It's about time. Good. Yeah? So Rabbi Shimon says, if a person is going to become a Choresh B'Shas Harisha and Zoreya B'Shas Zriya, you don't have to let your hands, let your body do what it has to do. Let the malach, right? What does he say? You bizman she Yisrael osim ritzono shel makom malach the nasa al yidei achirim. Who's the achirim? Don't say Rabbi Meir. Stop. It's not Rabbi Meir. Who's achirim? Achirim means it's the part of yourself that's not really you. It's your body. That's not who you are. Right? Your neshama is a Jew, and your malach is done by achirim. Your body's on autopilot. For so many people, they're so focused on their guf, and their neshama's on autopilot. That's olam hafacharisi. That's a backwards world. That's not how it's supposed to be. So look what he says here, five lines from the bottom. And then we'll turn to the last page. He says, again, that at the moment a person involved in Gashmi is that he does L'Shem Shemayim, u'mekayim b'chol d'rechecha de'eyu, she'osek b'masu u'matan, b'kavanasu l'farnes b'nei beso, b'zeh l'toro v'lasu stak v'chesed. When your mind is in the right place, if you can go to your job and do it in the right way, like a Jew is supposed to, haraya machshava malas ha'maisahu, that the maisa itself should be considered like a dvar mitzvah. That's what it means, that malach shal nasa yidei achir. Right? The essential you is kept in the right place. So he says that's the secret of the Pasuk in Tehillim. Yagia kapecha kisochel ashrecha v'tovlach. We once quoted this right from the Kotzker. U'pirshu mefarshim. The Mefarshim explained, the Kotzker has this, others have it as well. Ki b'sha she'osik b'masa u'matan, only one's hands should be involved. What does the Pasuk say? Yagia kapecha kisochel. If my hands are at work so that I'll be able to eat, Ashrecha v'tovu, that's great. But when your head is fully immersed in it, that's not so great. Like the Yid who came to the Friedrich Rebbe, who came to the Sixth Lubavitch Rebbe, and said, you know, Rebbe, ever since I started this business, he started a shoe business. So he said, ever since I started selling shoes, I feel like my mind's not in the right place anymore. I can't daven with kavon, I can't learn as well. I was a person in base management for years, and I needed to make more money, so now I started a shoe business. So the Friedrich Rebbe said, I know that people put their feet into shoes, but I never met someone who puts their head into their shoes. Let's put your head into your shoes. You put your whole neshama into your business. So that's not okay. Yegia kapecha kisocha, ashrecha v'tovlach. He'd be the type of person who works with his body, but allows his mind to be freed for the service of Hashem. That's gavaldik. Okay, let's finish up. Top of page Pei Aleph. So he says, he quotes In the next paragraph, he quotes the famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. And the Baal Shem Tov said, "Sha'adam hu b'makom machshavta," that a person is in the place where his machshav is. Where you put your mind, that's where you really are. If your mind is in the right place, then you're in the right place. And if your mind is in the wrong place, even if your body is sitting in the right place, sitting in the Beis Medrash, but if your mind is outside the Beis Medrash, then you're not in the Beis Medrash. Then you're not really in the Beis Medrash. If you're standing Amida, you're standing in Shmona Esther, but your mind is elsewhere, then you're not really there. There's a great var from the Sefer Mechamos Yehuda. Rav Lubart, Rav Mordechai Yehuda Lubart. He was a Gera Chassid.
What?
That's two for two.
Not Lubat, Lubart. He was a Gera Chassid. He learned in Chachmei Lublin. And then he lived on the Lower East Side. He wrote a famous Sefer on Kachim called Mechamos Yehuda. So they published his Ksav Malchumish. So in the back of one of the volumes, by Sukkis, he explains a very cryptic Maimar Chazal. What did Hillel used to say by the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? Im ani kan hakol kan. Right? So everyone asks, Hillel is known for his humility. Hillel says, if I'm here, then everyone's here. If there's no party if I'm not here. Hillel, you don't talk like that. You're Adam Mikol Adam. Chinas Moshe Rabbeinu Hillel. Yeah? So what do you mean, if I'm here, then everyone's here? So he says a beautiful vart. He says, "Im ani kan, if I'm here, if my ani is here, if my essential self is here, then hakol kan, then everything's here. But if my body's here, but the ani is not here, if the anochi is not here, then I'm not really here." You could be standing at Simchas Beis HaShoeva. That's what he was saying. "Im ani kan, if I allow myself to fully be here in body and spirit, then I'm here. But if my essence is somewhere else, even if my body is standing in Beis HaMikdash, then what's that worth?" That's the famous teaching of the Baal Shem Tov. The place where your machshav is, that's where you really are. So now let's go. Second to last paragraph. Amar HaKasa, we got to get up on tomorrow on time. He quotes a pasuk in Tehillim. It's really in Perek Ayin. There's a very, very similar pasuk in Perek Mem, but the real pasuk's in Perek Ayin, pasuk Hay. Pasuk says, "Yasisu v'yismachu b'cha kol mevakshecha, v'yomru tamid yigdal elokim o'avei Yeshua secha." A very simple question. Yigdal Elokim? Yasisu v'yismachu b'cha kol mevakshecha. You should rejoice with those who are seeking you. And they should constantly say, "Yigdal Elokim o'avei Yeshua secha." Who wants to be Yigdal Elokim? Elokim is Hashem's name of Midas Adin. Why do I want to increase Elokim? I want to increase Yud Kei Vav Kei in the world. I don't want to increase Midas Adin in the world. So he says at the bottom of the paragraph, he says, we know that during Sfiras HaOmer, we recite the Tefillah, when we count Sfira, we say, "Lam Natzeach v'neginos mizmor shir." Tilim Perek Samach Zayin. Why do we say that Perek of Tilim? Because it has 49 words. So what's the 33rd word in Tilim Perek Samach Zayin? Right? The 33rd word is Elokim. Elokim? Elokim is Midas Adin. Why is Rabbi Shimon's day associated with Midas Adin? So he says in the final column, the last column, he quotes the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Mem Hei, that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Yochal ani lift Torah kol ha'olam kulam min adin, miyom shenivresi v'ad achshav." Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, because I have the koach to negate Midas Adin from the beginning of time until right now. Rabbi Shimon says, I have the ability to sweeten Midas Adin. And he says that's what's hinted to in the word Elokim, that the very word Elokim, Elohim, is Rosh Tevos, Yochol Ani Liftor HaOla Min HaDin. That Rabbi Shimon says, I can get rid of all the din in the world. But you know how you have to do that? You have to take the word Elokim, and you have to what? You have to expand it. You have to make it into Rosh Tevos, Yochol Ani Liftor HaOla Min HaDin. So says the Pasuk, Yasisu V'yismuchu B'cha Kol Vakshecha. A person who's Mavakish Hashem has what to celebrate on Lag BaOmer. Why? Yes, there's Midas Adin in the world. Yes, there's a natural order to the world. And we're not going to pretend that it doesn't exist. But I want to be Yigdal Elokim. I want to take Elokim and I want to expand it to realize that even what looks like Midas Adin is really Chesed in disguise. The Rabbi Shimon has the eyes to see such a thing. He says in the final paragraph, "V'yadua ki Elokim b'gematria hateva." We know that the word Elokim is gematria 86, the same as hateva, the natural order of things. Rabbi Shimon, whose shorish is Nistros HaTorah, Rabbi Shimon says, I can be the one to soften the din. But it's going to take a person who's one who's Yigdal Elokim, who's willing to expand Elokim, who's willing to take teva and to stretch it out until the point that what? That they see that there's something behind Elokim. That there's something behind the natural order. That there's a revealed world of Torah and there's a concealed world of Torah. There's a revealed world of physical reality, and there's a concealed world of physical reality. There's revealed tefillos, and there's concealed tefillos. There's revealed mitzvos, and there's concealed mitzvos. Be the type of person, says Rabbi Shimon, who's not chorish b'shas chorisha b'zoreya b'shas zoreya. Be the type of person who's able to be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu and to allow your body to do what your body needs to do. But to be the type of person who's willing to live a life of miracles, the world of Nisim, the secret of Rabbi Shimon Baruch. All right, Chavra. One of Hachanas for Lag Bomer. It's only going to get much deeper. This was just to whet our appetite. Okay, try.